and Grebner for Brownfield.
ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. If you're on the roads this weekend, you've got company. AAA says it expects about 38 million people to drive at least 50 miles from home this weekend. Wallace Tinney was one of them on the road from Miami.
We left early, and our event is tomorrow. So hopefully, God willing, creek don't rise. We'll be there in plenty of time, hopefully.
Winter vacation for a Pennsylvania father is finally over. Brian Hagrich allowed to leave Turks and Caicos. He received a suspended sentence after ammunition was found in his luggage on his family's February trip. He had been facing 12 years in prison. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's resumed duties after undergoing a non-surgical medical procedure where he briefly transferred them to a deputy. And Louisiana's governor has signed a new law that classifies two common abortion-inducing drugs as controlled dangerous substances. This is ABC News. The Utah mother and wife accused of killing her husband, then writing a children's book about grief, has been given new attorneys after her legal counsel quit.
In a virtual court hearing on Friday in Utah, Corey Richens was appointed new attorneys. A preliminary hearing had been set for June, but one of her new attorneys said they need time to meet with Richens in jail and get copies of evidence, which could be multiple terabytes of data. At a future court hearing, they'll talk scheduling. Richens is accused of killing her husband by sneaking fentanyl into a Moscow Mule drink she allegedly made him one night in March of 2022. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The estate of a young woman who died after eating a mislabeled cookie that contained peanuts is suing the wholesaler and the grocery store, Stu Leonard's, where she bought the cookie. Orla Ruth Baxendale's estate said there was gross negligence in how the package was mislabeled. 25-year-old dancer died in January. The companies have not commented. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats in Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take and bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, a much-needed break from the rain on the way today after picking up many spots over an inch of rain yesterday. Even a couple inches out toward the Madison area, setting a daily record for May 24th. We are expecting nice mild temperatures, so get out there and enjoy. The next storm system, though, will be barreling in from the southwest by tomorrow morning, bringing a big slug of rain with it. Could see another inch of rain tomorrow, but looks like the threat of severe weather should stay pretty much south of Wisconsin. Once that one pulls away, a little bit quieter for early next week. Still a few weak disturbances pivoting from the northwest may spawn some brief spotty showers Monday, Tuesday afternoons, but the amount should be fairly small. Temperatures a few degrees below normal those 2 days, then high pressure moving in should bring us a nice dry stretch from Wednesday through Friday with plenty of sunshine, good for the farmers maybe to get some crops harvested. Otherwise, for those that need to get the garden planted yet, that might be your opportunity. The forecast for today, mostly sunny, highs reaching the mid-70s, west to southwest wind around 10. Tonight, clouding over with a 30% chance of rain toward morning, low at 52. Tomorrow, cloudy with occasional rain and possibly some thunderstorms, high about 66, wind southeast at 8 to 16. Sunday night, some showers early, then partly cloudy, low at 50. Memorial Day, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered showers possible in the afternoon, maybe a light thunderstorm, high about 71. On Tuesday, breaks of sun, still cooler than normal with some isolated light showers possible, low at 50, high about 67. Some great conditions on Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, low in the mid-40s, high near 71. Looking very nice for Thursday as well, mostly sunny skies, low in the mid-40s, high at 74. Friday, partly cloudy, somewhat warmer, high 77. Have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we have a sunny 44-degree reading. The morning low so far, well, we are sitting at that at 44. The high yesterday was 67. The record high in 1950, 92. The record low, we dropped down to 29 back in 1963. 1 year ago, 71 was our high and 46 the low. The sun will set today at 8:29. Sunrise tomorrow morning set 4:05:28. The barometric pressure is at 29.85. The air is calm. No precipitation to report today. We received just under 1 inch of rain yesterday. 88 hundredths of an inch of rain in the gauge. The high yesterday was 67. Our current temperature under sunny skies is the morning low. We're at 44 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
William Contreras hit a two-run home run, Christian Yelich had three hits, and Bryce Wilson tossed 5 1/3 innings of two-run ball, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat their old AL East rival Boston by a final of 7-2 in interleague play last night. Blake Perkins had two hits and two stolen bases for the NL Central leading crew. It was Bryce Wilson now running his record to 3-1 on the year. He came in with two out in the first inning and struck out seven. Willie Adames and Christian Yelich also drove in runs for Milwaukee. Jaron Duren and David Hamilton each had three hits for the Sox, which had their four-game winning streak snapped. Cutter Crawford took the loss for the Red Sox. Two other finals in interleague. It was Washington 6-1 over Seattle. The Yankees blank San Diego 8-0. American League Finals, Kansas City picked up an 8-1 win over Tampa Bay. Detroit victorious over Toronto 6-2. Minnesota won better than Texas 3-1. Baltimore 6-4 over the Chi Sox. Houston doubled up on Oakland 6-3. It was Cleveland with a 10-4 win over the Angels. In the senior circuit, one rain delay delayed game in the National League. The Cubs at St. Louis postponed. Pittsburgh over Atlanta, 11-5. San Fran 8, the Mets 7. Cincinnati a 9-6 win over the Dodgers. And Colorado 3-2 over Philly. Miami the only shutout of the night in the National League. It was a 3-0 win over Arizona.
The hometown of baseball season is underway, and WRCO Sports invites you to join us for select games throughout the 2024 season. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for hometown of baseball on Sunday, when the Muscadet Mudcats will play host to Pine Bluff Mount Orab. Hear the action on WRCO, beginning with the pregame time around 12:45 Sunday. It's hometown of baseball, back on the radio for 24.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher tells us in our updated forecast today to expect mostly sunny and mild conditions, a high in the mid-70s. Clouds moving in tonight, a chance of rain toward morning with a low of 52. Sunday, cloudy, occasional rain, maybe some thunderstorms and cooler, 66. Sunday night, showers ending early, partly cloudy overnight, a low of 50. Memorial Day Monday, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy, a few showers possible with a high at 71.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always the perfect one in a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote "Come for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? When I took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. The alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? It's me, baby. Would you wake up, call? How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
You know, when someone asks how you like me now, the only logical response is pretty much the same as I did before. That's Toby Keith, 614, 44 degrees. This is your Weekend Wake Up. Good morning. Adam Hess with you. At 6:30, we'll have a look at news, weather, and sports from the news team. We'll do that in about 15 minutes. There's Chris Young and Kane Brown, famous friends.
My buddy Brandon holds a record.
single season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. My buddy Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in.
I'm heading to prison to pick up my mama, so I'm not able to come to the phone, but have a great day. Goodbye.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain, but you don't. Call me Waylon Jennings, and you don't have to call me Charlie Price, and you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore. I'll hear David Allen call. friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama or trains or trucks or prison or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song and he sent it to me, and after reading it I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song. And I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison. And I went to pick her up in the rain. But before she got run over by a damned old train, and I'll hang around as long as you will let me. And I never minded standing in the rain, Lord. You don't have to call me
a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
On this Memorial Day, we honor the courage and sacrifice of our fallen heroes who gave everything to defend our nation and its ideals. Their legacy will forever inspire us. This Memorial Day message is brought to you by Scott's Industries, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Hackle Construction, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and Richland County Telephone Directory.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
This is Christopher Clark from Southwest Wisconsin Pullers, and we invite you to attend our pulling events this summer. We'd like to thank our 2024 sponsors, Dan's Diesel Performance, Cardinal CG, Amsoil, Simpson's Tractor, Utter Brothers Creamery, Myers Excavating, Hillsborough Equipment, Jim Goplin and LG Seeds, and Kleppe Grain Service. You can find out more about our upcoming pulling events on our website, southwestwipullers.com.
coming Saturday, June 1st, to the Cal Center in Reedsburg, the Molly B. Stage Show, a tribute to veterans. Sponsored by the American Legion Post 350, Molly B. and the band will put on another great show for all ages and a tribute to the veterans. Tickets will be available at Molly B.'s website, MOLLIEB.com, or you can call 608-393-7314. You've seen her on TV and in the movies. See her in person Saturday at 1, June 1st, the Molly B. Show, a tribute to the veterans. Don't miss it.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
My Uncle Adam plays the best country.
I want to say hello to Adam on the old Prime Mover show. I'd like to buy a rusty moline and plow away the snow.
Adam Hess on the radio.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
With all your singing talent back in Houston, Nashville's all you talked about. I sold everything I own to bring you here. Now you'll be famous, there's no doubt. Last week you knocked them out in New York. Tonight Chicago's going wild. Your record on the jukebox don't sound bad. Okay, I'm new. Yet I'm dying staring out at Music City from my cab. Caution lights blink out their warning. Some old Big Ben clock chimes 3 a.m. Starving hound dog search a trash can. My gas tank could use $10 worth again. All the potholes here on Main Street jar my ribcage. I could cuss. The crowd of nightlife people look so sad. Okay, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Two young soldiers from Fort Campbell told me how they won the war in Afghanistan. Sirens echo through an alley. Some woman said somebody stabbed a man. I rushed Miss Teenage to the doctor. She begged to give the child my name. I can't count the cups of coffee that I've had. Okay, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Two rose petals on my front seat falling from the bouquet, Jimmy took to Jim kept mumbling through his teardrops. God, she'll leave this world with flowers in her room. Kay, I showed some drunk your picture and he made a smart remark. I hit him in the mouth, boy was I mad. Kay, I'm living yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Fiddle, steel guitars and pianos, how they play. Grinding out the latest sounds from Music City, USA. Hey, although I know I brought you to the swinging music world, I miss pictures of those happy times we had. Hey, I'm living. Yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Yeah, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. Time for a news update brought to you by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunity for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that's fully owned by the individual worker. And by Computer Connections, why connect wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Good morning. With a look at news on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. Loose horses caused a fatal crash. Early Thursday morning, around 3 a.m., the Grand County Sheriff's Office was notified of a single vehicle crash on Highway 80 near Walnut Road, north of Platteville. It was found that several large horses escaped their pasture, and three were running along Highway 80 when Russell Books, 21 of Platteville, collided with the three horses. Russell Books was fatally injured as a result of the crash. The three horses were also fatally injured. The 3rd Congressional District Democrats of Wisconsin elected 6 delegates to represent Western Wisconsin at the Democratic National Convention. The elections were held at the 3rd CD-DNC Caucus on Sunday, May 19th in Plover. Representing the 3rd CD will be William Garcia from La Crosse County, Gary Hawley, Elizabeth McDonald, and Jan Way from Portage County, and Linda Norton and Philip Swanhorst from Eau Claire County. The 2024 Democratic National Convention will be held in Chicago August 19th through the 22nd. The Republican National Committee is turning up the pressure on the Secret Service to move the designated protest area during this summer's national convention in Milwaukee farther away from the Fiserv Forum. The RNC is accusing the Secret Service of not properly addressing security. It claims the convention security perimeter could open attendees to a risk of violence. Black voters may very well decide the winner of this year's election, but black vote organizers admit they're fighting an enthusiasm gap this year. That could be due to any number of reasons. Ashley C.J. Daniels is with a nonprofit called Black Girls Vote.
You have, you know, some black folks that are concerned about the ceasefire, you know, that's going on in Gaza. And there's, you have some black folks that are concerned about reproductive justice. You have others that are concerned about economics.
Black voters turn out at higher rates than other people grouped by race. But Rashawn Ray of the Brookings Institute say they don't vote as a monolith.
There are some people who would rather stay at home than vote for someone who they don't think aligns with their particular politics and their cultural values.
Black voters are overwhelmingly Democratic. Only about 10% consistently vote for Republicans. Wisconsin tourism officials expect a lot of people to get out and enjoy summer. Logan Rogue of Travel Wisconsin says there's plenty to do, even if you don't travel far.
There's free museums, state parks are always great to go visit if you buy that annual pass. So there's plenty of ways to get out and enjoy Wisconsin, regardless of what your budget is.
He says outdoor recreation and festivals are the state's two biggest draws.
We have those signature festivals, EAA, Adventure, and Summerfest, but there's some new ones like Art 64 in Wauwatosa or Harley-Davidson's Homecoming.
Memorial Day weekend travel is expected to be the busiest since the pandemic. Rogue says 86% of Americans plan to spend at least as much on travel this summer as they have in the past. And get ready to groove to the rhythm of summer as Live in Viroqua Music Series takes over downtown Viroqua, presented in front of the Fortney Hotel on Court Street. This free series of live music shows gets underway today and continues every Saturday until August 31st. The gates open at 5 p.m. Music starts at 6. A diverse lineup of bands, local food vendors, and artisans will be featured at Live in Viroqua. Tonight will feature DOG, delivering a fusion of hip-hop, funk, and soul. Other acts throughout the summer include High Mileage on June 8th, Kiss the Tiger June 22nd, Adam Gruhl and the Space Burritos on July 6th, Jaden James July 20th, Heatbox on August 3rd, The Claudettes on August 17th, and Eric Tesmer August 31st. For more information about Live in Viroqua and to view the full lineup of performances, you can visit the Live in Viroqua Facebook page on Facebook.com or on the app. It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout Southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless. According to our meteorologist Tony Schumacher, mostly sunny and mild today. We will top off near 75. For tonight, clouding over with a chance of rain toward morning. We'll dip down to 52. Cloudy, cooler, and rain and thunderstorms possible tomorrow with a high in the mid-60s. And then Monday, Memorial Day, partly to mostly sunny and breezy. A few showers in the afternoon, maybe a light thunderstorm with a high just near 71. We do have lots of sunshine to start your Saturday. Our high yesterday was 67. We received 88 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday. No rain to report today. Sunshine, and we're up one from our morning low of 44. We're at 45 degrees.
As we gather with loved ones this Memorial Day, let's remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. Their courage will always inspire us. This Memorial Day message is made possible by House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, Hillsboro Equipment, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, The Shoebox, and Utter Brothers Creamery.
To the graduating seniors of Riverdale High School, congratulations on your achievement. Your journey is just beginning. Good luck from Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Julie Karen State Farm, WCCU Credit Union, and Wilson Door and Construction.
We are Ithaca, sources of strength.
My name is Desi, and I am a sixth grader at Ithaca Middle School. In Sources of Strength, we are connectors to help and strength. Our mission recognizes that our voices have great power, and we use it to break the silence when someone is struggling and to connect them to the help they need and deserve.
Time to take a look at sports, brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and offering interior design services.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
William Contreras hit a two-run home run. Christian Yelich had three hits, and Bryce Wilson tossed 5 1/3 innings of two-run ball, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat their old AL East rival Boston by a final of 7-2 in interleague play last night. Blake Perkins had two hits and two stolen bases for the NL Central leading Crew. It was Bryce Wilson now running his record to 3-1 on the year. He came in with two out in the first inning and struck out seven. Willie Adames and Christian Yelich also drove in runs for Milwaukee. Jaron Duren and David Hamilton each had three hits for the Sox, which had their four-game winning streak snapped. Cutter Crawford took the loss for the Red Sox. Two other finals in Interleague, it was Washington 6-1 over Seattle. The Yankees blanked San Diego 8-0. American League Finals, Kansas City picked up an 8-1 win over Tampa Bay. Detroit victorious over Toronto 6-2. Minnesota won better than Texas 3-1. Baltimore 6-4 over the Chi Sox. Houston doubled up on Oakland 6-3. It was Cleveland with a 10-4 win over the Angels. In the senior circuit, one rain delayed game in the National League. The Cubs at St. Louis postponed. Pittsburgh over Atlanta 11-5. San Fran 8, the Mets 7. Cincinnati a 9-6 win over the Dodgers. And Colorado 3-2 over Philly. Miami the only shutout of the night in the National League. It was a 3-0 win over Arizona. Luka Doncic hit the go-ahead three-pointer and posted his fifth triple-double in the playoffs. That led the Dallas Mavericks to a 109-108 victory and 2-0 lead on the Minnesota Timberwolves in the Western Conference Finals. Doncic had 32 points, 13 assists, and 10 rebounds for his eighth triple-double in 42 career postseason games as the Mavericks erased an 18-point deficit that stood late in the second quarter. They were still down 16 points midway through the third. Naz Reid went 7-for-9 from three-point range and had 23 for the Wolves. His last try at the buzzer rimmed out. Barclay Goodrow scored at 14:01 of overtime, and the New York Rangers beat the Florida Panthers 2-1 Friday night in Game 2. That evens the Eastern Conference Finals at one game apiece. Goodrow fired a snapshot from between the circles over Sergei Bobrovsky's right shoulder, sending the Madison Square Garden crowd that had been sitting on the edge into a frenzy. Vincent Trocheck scored early, and Igor Shesterkin made 26 saves for New York, riding the excitement of having tough guy Matt Remke back in the lineup. They showed a lot more life after being shut out 3-0 in the opener. Carter Verhaeghe scored for Florida, and Bobrovsky made 29 saves. The series shifts to Florida for games 3 and 4 tomorrow, and then again on Tuesday. Caitlin Clark had 11 points and 10 rebounds for her first WNBA double-double, and the Indiana Fever beat the Los Angeles Sparks 78-73 to snap a season-opening five-game skid in front of a Sparks record crowd of over 19,000 fans sprinkled with Los Angeles celebrities. Kelsey Mitchell led the Fever with 18. Aaliyah Boston and Tammy Fagbenelli had 17 each for Indiana. The game featured the youth and the future of the WNBA, with number one draft pick Caitlin Clark playing against the number two pick Cameron Brink and the fourth selection Rekia Jackson of the Sparks. Brink had 15 points and 9 rebounds. Jackson added 16 for the Sparks. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessarellc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at wisconsinsurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit wisconsinsurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact with me, Adam Hess, every time I'm on the radio, simply head to Facebook.com and search keywords Civic Media Adam. When you find my profile, hit like, subscribe, and follow. You can make a request, tell me a joke, and just interact with the studio. It's Civic Media Adam from WRCOFM Civic Media and on Facebook.com. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCOFM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Black coffee, blue morning, toast is burning and the rain keeps pouring. That feeling, I'm losing you. Black coffee, green envy, jealous of the way that you used to love me. That feeling, I'm losing you.
Part of your weekend wake up, Lacey J. Dalton. Yeah, black coffee wouldn't be a bad thing this morning. What a great start to the day. We're at 46 sunshiny
days. After these messages, we'll be right back.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizzy, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizzy helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Yoakam, sorry you asked. 6:52 is the time, 47 degrees now for your weekend wake up. At 7 o'clock, we'll have an ABC News update. 7:20 comes a look at this week in entertainment history. And don't forget, at 8:30 this morning, it's Prime Mover.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Incredible savings on all in-stock appliances now during the Memorial Day sale at Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. May is Maytag Month, and now through May 31st at Krogan's, all in-stock appliances can be had at tremendous savings. Whether you're in the market for a new refrigerator, stove, dishwasher, or washer and dryer, Krogan's has you covered with the best deals in town. Visit Krogan's in Boscobel today and take advantage of the Memorial Day sale specials before they're gone. Hurry, sale ends May 31st. Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. The best prices, the best service, and the best value.
This is Christopher Clark from Southwest Wisconsin Pullers, and we invite you to attend our pulling events this summer. We'd like to thank our 2024 sponsors, Dan's Diesel Performance, Cardinal CG, Amsoil, Simpson's Tractor, Utter Brothers Creamery, Myers Excavating, Hillsboro Equipment, Jim Goplin and LG Seeds, and Kleppe Grain Service. You can find out more about our upcoming pulling events on our website, southwestwipullers.com.
Coming Saturday, June 1st to the Cal Center in Reedsburg, the Molly B. Stage Show, a tribute to veterans. Sponsored by the American Legion Post 350, Molly B. and the band will put on another great show for all ages and a tribute to the veterans. Tickets will be available at Molly B.'s website, MOLLIEB.com, or you can call 608-393-7314. You've seen her on TV and in the movies. See her in person Saturday at 1, June 1st, the Molly B. Show, a tribute to the veterans. Don't miss it. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
See me with tender looks that I
That's a classic for Zoggy today from Marie Osmond, Paper Roses on Country and Community. Well, Team Booney Tunes is set up and ready as they host the 13th annual benefit art and garage sale today from 8 until 5. Proceeds will go to the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination known as GRACE. The Art Barn will be open in Gillingham on Highway 56 beginning at 8 o'clock this morning. And you know what? They're always there a little early. Stop by and tell James we said hey.
Well, here I sit a high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent, like $14.27. Well, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. They say a rose is red and violets are purple, and sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of